The Gemara in Yoma Daf Pezayin tells a well-known story about Rav and the butcher. That Rav and this butcher apparently had some sort of a disagreement, falling out, and the butcher was very disrespectful towards Rav. And Erev Yom Kippur comes along, and apparently Rav was thinking maybe this guy will come and ask for mechila, but he didn't come. So Rav decided to go to him. And he's on his way to the butcher, and the other chacham say to him, "Why are you going to him? You're just going to cause his death." And he goes to the butcher, and he walks in, and the butcher acts disrespectfully again. He says, "Oh, you're here. What do I get out of here? I don't have anything to do with you." And just then, he's chopping meat, and the knife hits a bone, and it flies up into his throat and kills him. So that's the story in the Gemara. So undoubtedly, many lessons can be drawn from this story, but I just wanted to highlight an interesting machlokas aposkim in modern times that derives from this incident. So the question is as follows: we know that the Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is mechaper for averos ben adam lamakom, but for averos ben adam lachavero, Yom Kippur is not mechaper ad sheyiratzeh es chavero. You have to appease the person that you wronged. So when it comes to appeasing a person that you wrong, when it comes to getting mechila from someone that you insulted or did something to, so we can make the following chakira. Is it the mechila that's significant, the result? He has to be mochel you, or is it the process of asking for mechila that is more important? So nafkamina would be, let's say that he's mochel without you asking for mechila. You know that he was mochel you. Maybe he even tells you that he's mochel you, or maybe you hear from someone else that he's mochel you. Maybe you know that he says before tefillah zaka, he's really serious. When he says, "I hereby forgive everybody," he's really serious. So do you still have to ask mechila? Or do we say, no, the main thing is you need mechila from this person. You got mechila from this person, and that's good enough. So this is a dispute amongst modern-day poskim. As follows, Rav Moshe Schoenbruch writes in Moedim Uzmanim, it's not good enough that he was mochel you. You need to ask mechila. And he quotes the famous Baal Musar, Reb Yitzchak Blaser. And he says, what's the point of asking mechila? It's not just to get mechila. It's not just that in Averis Benon Lach Avero, so to speak, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu holding the keys, the other person holds the keys. And he needs to be mochel in order for you to have kapara. You have to go through the process of lowering yourself and asking for mechila. That's part of the process in order to grant to get kapara for this Avera ben Adam lachaveru, and therefore it's not good enough if he just asks, if he just is mochel you without you asking. V'haraya, look at the story with Rav and the butcher. Why was Rav going to the butcher? What's the point? He could just be mochel him from his own house. Why did he have to go to him? He went to him in order to provide the butcher with the opportunity to ask mechila, because apparently without the butcher asking mechila, it wouldn't have been enough for Rav to just grant mechila on his own. So writes Rav Moshe Schoenbruch. Rav Binyamin Yoshua Zilber in Oz Nibiru disagrees with this approach. And he writes that as long as the person is mochel, it's good enough. What about the case of Rav and the butcher? So he says, in the case of Rav and the butcher, it's not just that Rav could have been mochel from afar. He says, why do you need mechila of the person? Is it because that's the whole process of kapara? No, it's a part of the process of kapara. You still need tshuva. You still need tshuva. You still need to regret what you did and accept upon yourself not to act that way in the future. It's just that that's not enough. You also need to make amends with the person that you harmed. In the case of the butcher, there was no process of tshuva at all. The guy didn't regret what he did to Rav. He didn't think that he was going to act differently in the future. As far as he was concerned, he was a great tzaddik. There was no process of tshuva to begin with. So just granting mechila, that wouldn't have even done the trick. He had to go to be able to reinstate their relationship with. And in fact, the Gemara says, he brings a right from the Lashon Gemara. It says that Rav went to be mefayis the butcher. He went to be mefayis him, and only then would there possibly be a process of tshuva. He says even further that according to the butcher, Rav owed him an apology. So Rav went to be mefayis the butcher. Not that Rav had to go there in order to in order that the butcher should ask for mechila. In theory, if the butcher felt bad about it, then Rav could have been mochel from afar, and that would have been good enough. The process is not the main thing. The main thing is that you need a tshuva, you need the person to regret and to feel bad and to be mekabel that he won't do it again, and you also need a separate part that the person that was wronged should grant mechila. So a fascinating machlok is based on this little story. And just to end with the following point, the Rosh writes at the end of Yoma there that why is it that on Erev Yom Kippur specifically we have an inyan to go ahead and to ask mechila? It's not just that this way Yom Kippur will be the most effective. He writes that on Yom Kippur we stand like malachim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the qualities of malachim is that shalom b'neihem. And therefore there's an inyan davka before Yom Kippur to be mar b'shalom ben adam l'chaveiro, and thereby we'll be able to stand on Yom Kippur like malachim. So we should be zochet to mechila v'chapara. We should be willing to be mochel and willing to also take the step to ask for mechila. Have a wonderful day. Please do stack the chairs.